Hare Krishna. Living with Krishna in disposition is more important than living with Him in location. Sometimes when we hear the pastimes of Krishna, we may feel that if only I had been living at that time, I would have been so blessed to have the association of Krishna. We may also feel that, oh, if I were in the spiritual world with Krishna, then life would be so wonderful. Yes, naturally when we develop some affection, attraction, devotion for the Lord, at that time, we naturally long for His association. We naturally long to live with Him. And such a longing is natural and desirable for a heart that is turning towards the Lord. At the same time, such a longing should not become so dominant in our consciousness that it makes us neglect the present opportunity that we have to be in His association through recollection, through disposition. So that means that even Krishna is not just a person who descended 5,000 years ago. Krishna is a person who is present in our hearts even now. And if we learn to love Him, if we cultivate a devotional disposition now, even now we can live in His presence. We can feel His grace uplifting us in our life. So, and living with Krishna in location is no guarantee of purification or elevation or liberation. In the Mahabharata, of which the Bhagavad Gita is a part, there is the example of Duryodhana. Now, although he saw Krishna, he even heard from Krishna, he did not value Krishna. He remained defiant. He tried to arrest Krishna. Even after he saw the Virat Rupa of Krishna, the Vishwarupa, still he thought Krishna has done some magic tricks. And he said defiantly, "I can also show many forms. What's so great about it?" And in the Kurukshetra war, at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavad Gita's first chapter, when Duryodhana describes the forces on the opposite side, he starts his description with Atrashura Maheshwasa Bhima Arjuna Samayudhi. He describes in 1.4, there are many warriors like this who are equal to Bhima and Arjuna. And then he goes on in the 5th verse, he describes 6th verse, 7th verse, he goes and describes like this. And then he says, Yudhamanyushcha Vikranta Uttamaujascha Viryavan Saubhadro Dropadeyascha Sarva Eva Maharathaha. So like that he gives a list, and he is listing prominent warriors, and he gives the whole list without mentioning Krishna even once. Although Krishna is there, prominently visible as the charioteer of Arjuna, for him, Krishna doesn't count at all. Because he thinks that Krishna is a non-combatant, so he doesn't count. So now, that is his great mistake. And as it turns out later in the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna plays decisive role by counseling and consoling Krishna Arjuna on key occasions. And he helps Arjuna and the Pandavas win the war. So the point is that living with Krishna in location is no guarantee. Duryodhana did not get purified, did not get elevated, he did not get liberated. So, of course, we can say ultimately, everyone who dies in the presence of Krishna gets liberated. But that is not the same as devotional liberation, where one reunites for a life of love with Krishna. So the point is that we need to recognize that we needn't pine away thinking that we are unfortunate because we don't have the association of Krishna. We can focus more on we have His association right now if we cultivate a devotional disposition. And by that disposition, we can feel His empowering, purifying, elevating, liberating grace even now in our life. And thus we can march swiftly towards Him. So by stressing on living with Krishna in disposition, We can tread the surest and the swiftest path to living with Krishna in
It's 6 o'clock.
location eventually. Thank you. Hare Krishna.